Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third paragraph of Masech Seidu Yosin. We're up to Parag Gimel Mishnah Ches. Shlosh Shudvarim Rabbi Tzadok Metameh V'Chamim Metaherin. There are three things that Rabbi Tzadok was Metameh and the Chachamim were Metaher. Number one is Masmer HaShulchani. Number two is Va'aron Shel Karosos. And number three is Masmer Shel Evan Shalos. Rabbi Tzadok Metameh V'Chamim Metaherin. What are these things? So Masmer HaShulchani is where the Shulchani hangs his scale. Evan HaShaos is a stone that has markings in it to the names of the Shaos, and that's how you'd be able to identify the exact time. So it's some sort of primitive clock. And Aron Shel Garosos is some type of a box where they would keep the beans that they would make grosos and all these things. Rabbi Tzadok is Metame because it has a din of a kli, and the Chamer Metar because a kli is not really meant to be moved, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a kli. Meaning, when you have a kli eitz, it's not meant to be moved. It doesn't have a din of a kli. Mishnah test. There are four things that are Gamliel is metame and the chacham are metaher. Kisui teni shel matachos shel balei batim, a covering of a metal basket that balei batim have. So Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's a kli, and it therefore can become tameh. And the Chachamim say that since it's only used as a basket, as a cover of a basket, and not as a basket itself, it's not really a kli. Number two is utloi hamagrados, the hook of a comb that they would use for bathing. So there was a hook on the wall of the bathroom where they would hang this comb. So the Chachamim says it's like a regular nail, which can't become tameh. And Gamliel says, no, it's like a kli, because it has a special shape. Begamli klei matchos, metal kelim that are not fully formed or fashioned. And Gamliel holds, because they're used, so therefore they have a din of a kli. And the Chachamim say, no, they have no shape to them, and therefore they're not a kli. And finally, v'tavla shenechlekal, a tray that's split into two pieces that's of equal size. And Leo says both pieces can become tame, even though they look like they're the same size. They're not exactly the same size. One of them must be bigger than the other. So the bigger one can become tame because it's the rove of what was there originally. And we don't know which one is the bigger one. So, but one of them must be the bigger one. So therefore, we have to be choshesh for both of them being the bigger one. And the Chacham say that we could assume that they're exactly 50-50. And therefore, there is no bigger one and nothing is tame. Now the Mishnah tells us that that the Chum would agree that if you have a tray that's split into two pieces, one of them is big and one of them is small, that only the big one is going to be tameh and the smaller one is going to be tahar. The whole machlokas was only when they are of equal size. So let's review again what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said three things that Rabbi Tzadok thinks are tameh, or it could be tameh, and the chum hold cannot become tameh. The nail that a money changer hangs his scales on, the box that that someone who sells grease in puts his beans in, and the nail of a sundial. So Rabbi Tzadok is metameh in all those cases because they have a din of a kli, and the chum are metayer because it's kli asur l'nachas. It's not really ever meant to be moved. And then in Mishnah Tes, we said that there are four things from Gamliel things can become tameh, and the chum things are tahar. One is the cover of a metal basket, of the balabais's metal basket. Second was the hook of a comb, for a comb in the bathhouse. Third was you have metal kalim that are just gulmos, that are not fully finished and fashioned. And finally was a tray, a tavla, that was split into two even-looking pieces. So do we assume that one of them is bigger, and since we don't know, we have to be metame both of them? Or do we assume it might actually be 50-50? But everybody agrees that if a tray is cut into two, and one is clearly bigger, one half is clearly bigger, and the other half is clearly smaller, that the bigger one is tameh, and the smaller one is in fact tahor. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parag Gimel Mishnah Yud.